Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I always knew that Denny Long loved him some Dr. Dre. Welcome back, Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's talk to Michael Randball from the Minnesota Star Tribune. He joins us courtesy of the John Chusicola Baker Hotline. Are you a Dr. Dre fan as well, Randball?
I'm a huge Dr. Dre fan, but I'm not a certified tree specialist.
I love it, my man. Well played, well played. Hey, you played that better than the Minnesota Timberwolves played the Oklahoma City Thunder. I got a bunch of stuff I want to throw your way, but let's kind of put a bow on the Timberwolves season. It was another really good season. Look, you made it to the Western Conference Finals. Yep. I thought that it was not a good series for them, and look, the better team won, but it was so lopsided, and that, to me, in my opinion, is it shouldn't have been the case. The Timberwolves are a better team than what we saw, but at the end of the day, OKC, they weren't messing around.
No, they weren't. They were not messing around. That was a tough series. It was a tough matchup. I think you're right. They didn't play as well as they could have played, but I think Oklahoma City wins that series 8 times out of 10, if we're being honest. And that shows you how far away they are from being like a true bona fide championship contender. Like, you know, Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row, that's fantastic, but they do still have, they're not in that class. They're not in that class yet.
You know, when you look at the Timberwolves, there's a lot of questions as they head into the offseason, because you got player options for Naz Reid. You got a player option for Julius Randle. And I think that both of those guys will opt out and become free agents. And then you're also going to lose N'Keal Alexander-Walker. And so, in your opinion, like, when you're starting to look at just those names specifically, how do you navigate the free agency if, let's assume that both those guys opt out and we know that N'Keal's probably going to get a nicer look somewhere else. How do you navigate the end of this year into the summer with those three guys?
That's a good question. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, it's complicated because not a lot of teams are going to have a lot of money to spend. So I was like going into this assuming they wouldn't be able to re-sign Randle and Naz. But I keep talking to Naz, but I keep talking to Chris Hine, our beat writer. He's like, I think both of those guys are coming back. So I think Randle isn't as clear as Naz on an opt-out, unless it's, you know, an opt-out negotiating long-term kind of thing. But there's just not a lot of people who can pay either one of those guys. So Naz definitely deserves to earn more, but how that all plays out, I don't know. What we do know is they don't want to be a second apron team again. So I think they can afford both of those guys, Naz and Randle, without being a second apron team, but they're going to have to let go of N'Keal Alexander-Walker.
Right.
I think that's so, it gets out of that.
So this is the deal. This is what I think, Mike.
Yeah.
I think that they. I'm not going to sit here and say there's an agreement already done, but I believe that Julius.
Well, don't say that. That's how we lose.
I know. But I believe that Julius Randle, I believe that he wants to be back here, and I think that the feeling is mutual, and I think that they'll probably agree on some sort of like 3-year contract or whatever. Yeah. Right now with Naz, to me, that was trickier. And this is the reason why I say it. I love Naz Reid. The fans love Naz Reid. He's got a cult following like no other in the NBA. Right. The but, though, is he said and he believes that he is a starter in the NBA. I don't believe that Naz Reid is a starter in the NBA, and I don't think that the Wolves should be paying him as a starter in the NBA. If he believes that and he wants to be compensated as a starter, then I'm sorry. We're at the end of the Naz Reid experience. This is my opinion.
Yeah, and I've always viewed him more as a luxury, like a nice to have more than a have to have. And I think that's where you have to be shrewd this offseason if you're Tim Connelly. Like what's the value there? Now if the market's just not there for him and you can get him for something, reasonable, but you're not paying him starter money, like maybe that becomes the play. Cause if you sign Randall and Rudy's here for, a few more years, like at least two, and he's got a player option after that. Like, I don't feel like you do this three-headed monster in perpetuity. I feel like you need a slightly different look at those big man positions if you're going forward eventually.
Yeah. I just don't, I wonder what is reasonable. His player option is 15. I think that he's probably looking to try to make like 25 up.
Yes.
And so if I'm the Wolves, and I hate this, I'm just out at this particular point.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. You talk about value. N'Keal Alexander Walker last year made $4.5 million. He made like less than $5 million. I would rather pay him 15 than pay Nas 25 and up to come off the bench because he knows his role.
Yeah, although I think you have more ready-made replacements for, hopefully, for Nas.
Yes, with TJ.
Reed, with Shannon, with Clark. Those guys are perimeter guys. So it's tricky as they navigate that. What I really want for this roster going forward is some clarity at point guard and a backup big man who can play defense.
Yeah. Yeah. That totally makes a lot of sense. We're talking to Michael Randball from the Minnesota Star Tribune here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's transition to a team that's playing really good baseball, and that would be the Minnesota Twins right here on the radio home for Twins baseball. First pitch tonight at 9. The pregame starts at 8:30. Twins are looking a lot better, number one, because the pitching over the course of the last month has been outstanding both in the bullpen and the starting rotation. In the last couple of weeks, the bats have picked up.
Well, they're getting guys healthy, right, too? That's a big piece of it. Like, Matt Wallner is back. He homered in his first game back. Byron Buxton, had that unfortunate collision with Carlos Correa, goes on the injured list. He comes back, doesn't miss a beat. He's doing great right now. He had 5 RBIs last night. Correa's been hitting better lately. You got to get Royce Lewis going at some point. That guy's had 2 0-for-30 slumps in his career. He's hitting like 127 this year. He's in the lineup tonight. Maybe they can get him going, but they look a lot better when everybody's healthy in the starting lineup, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's no question about it. When you look at the Twins, who has been the most surprising player to you in terms of how they have how they've started here in the first half?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a good question. I feel like Chris Paddock is on a huge roll right now. The fact that he has been pitching deep into games has been surprising to me. I think what Harrison Bader is giving them has been a surprise to me. Ty France is only making like $1 million. Like, he's probably one of their more professional hitters. Like, they've had some nice, pleasant surprises along the way. Who are you thinking?
The very first name you said, ding, 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 that's the ultimate, right? Chris Paddock, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Chris Paddock is doing right now, he's pitching like he's one of the best starters in the American League. Like, if you just look at the sample size, it's a small sample size, but if you look at, like, his last 5 starts, I'm like, Who was that guy? That's not the Chris Paddock that we've known the last three. The guy that's been oft injured, the guy that can't get out of the third inning. This guy is going deep in games now.
Yes, he is. He did. Well, he pitched eight innings the other day, and you think he pitched seven in the a recent start? Like that's a luxury. Cause
this is contract year, Chris Paddock.
Yes, and you got to wonder too. Like you got to wonder, what do you do with him eventually? Because you like Zebby Matthews, you like David Festa, you still got Simeon Woods Richardson pitching in the minors, even though he was here for a long time. Like is Paddock someone you say he's pitching too well to give him up, or do you say here's a guy who could get us something at the trade deadline that help us get over the hump in a different way?
Yeah, it's just super interesting. You look at it, and this team is just playing good baseball, and I predicted that they would win this division. Now, I do want to sit here and acknowledge the Detroit Tigers are better than what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
They are phenomenal. Good. But I think that the two top teams in this division are the Tigers and the Twins. I know that the Guardians, they play us tough. I don't think that they're better than us. And I don't think that the Kansas City Royals are better than us. They've already DFA'd Hunter Renfroe. They just brought up one of their star prospects because they need a jolt in their offense. So I think that Kansas City's trying to figure it out. And it seems like early on in the season, they're starting to hit the panic button.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, all those teams are decent. But I think if you look at it from who does something as well as the Twins pitch. I don't think either one of those teams does anything as well as the Twins pitch. So I think there's definitely the argument to be made that they're the second best team from that standpoint, because they're just that good from a starting pitching standpoint and a bullpen standpoint.
Yeah. Two final questions. One, I want to ask you about the Minnesota Lynx, your thoughts on their 7-0 start to the season. Right now, it just feels like the Minnesota Lynx and the New York Liberty are in one tier and it's everybody else.
Yeah, and they tip off probably right about now.
Yep,
so they're going for 8-0 tonight against Phoenix. That's a Target Center. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm scarred by so many Minnesota teams that had a good year and then they kind of run it back and you think, okay, can they do it again? It's never the same. And they had like the double whammy of how last year ended and like carrying that chip on their shoulder coming into this year. Like, I was wondering if there's going to be distracted, can't do the same thing twice. Not been a problem. They're just that good. They're 7-0. I think they're fantastic. Collier missed a game. They didn't miss a beat. Then she came back and played great in that game the other day. So I'm just impressed with what they're doing. I didn't know that they would be at this level again, but here they are, 7-0.
Yeah, they're just a damn good team. Like as a whole, like the whole of their team is better than the individual pieces. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. I mean, Collier is playing MVP level, but just the way they've put that team together, the complementary pieces, I don't think you could have done any better.
Yeah. Final thing is, today, unfortunately, we mourn the passing of just an unbelievable professional athlete and a really good person by all accounts, Jim Marshall, passing away at the age of 87. Just your thoughts on his passing. I started the show with just saying that it's a travesty. It's one of the great professional sports travesties in Minnesota sports history, in that Jim Marshall's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, think about the longevity streak. Think about how dominant he was on all those defenses. Think about the fumble recoveries. Like, if you were growing up and you didn't follow that era, like the one thing you knew about him, unfortunately, was the wrong way run, right? But he was so much more than that. He was like everybody else on that defense, it feels like, is in the Hall of Fame. So I think it's not right that he's not in, but what a career, what a player, what a person. Like 87 too. That's a great run for that long. I think he's talked about like all the surgeries he's had over the years. He had artificial hips, artificial knees, everything like that. Like he endured a lot to be the kind of player that he was.
Yeah. Hey, Ramball, you're the best, man. I appreciate your time.
Always. Take care.
All right. That's Michael Randball from the Minnesota Star Tribune joining us here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.